On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Just planning out our week here. Thanksgiving is next week this year. It falls on a Thursday again.
Weird.
The Sabres play next Friday at 4 at home. I mean, I haven't heard anything, but...
That sounds like a day off for us.
Maybe.
It is a company. It is a company day off anyway.
And the Bills don't play on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we might not be here next Thursday or Friday. And you know, stuff's going on. Like Ross just texted. He needs to move next week off of Tuesday. And so I'm texting Eric Wood to see if he'll move from Monday next week to this Friday.
After the game. Bills play Thursday
after
night,
the game.
Right.
And then maybe Ross goes to Monday. You getting all this out there?
A lot of planning.
And so there. Bills play Thursday night. Possible that Friday is Eric Wood. And then maybe we ask Sam to move. Either just skip a day or later in the day when we're doing picks is kind of fun. If he's available, though. He's very busy on Fridays. Traveling. He's in New York. Right. And does a lot on Fridays. I was listening to him today. Talking.
And we got a short show. The Sabres play Friday. This Friday.
They say the Sabres play Friday at
regular time, but still. Yep. So 6 o'clock finish.
I'm not sure we want Sam at 3:30 after a game, though.
No, I would think not. I'd be inclined, I didn't say this when we were talking about this off the air, I'd be inclined to give Sam the week off if he likes. I mean, I know he enjoys joining us. But
today he sounded like he could use it.
Yeah, well, good bit. Then.
He's ready. He's going to Chicago for Thanksgiving week with his family, and he's got this Leaf dilemma. Are you watching? Are you following the Leafgate Sam?
I am not.
So this took me back. He was talking today on BetSweats about how he found this leaf blower. He's put it off. You know, Sam is very relatable to me, if not also you. Like there's this yard work that he just doesn't want to do. And now it's almost too late because it's coming to be winter and he's going to be out of town next week.
Right.
And so he's like, if I don't do it this week, I'm not going to do
it. It's black muck after the winter. Like it's just gross if you leave that all winter.
So he found this leaf blower that's on sale. Maybe it's like late enough in the season where you can get a deal on a leaf blower. I mean, people might have done this job already. So I just, you know, talking, I'm like, am I going to buy it? All this back and forth. And I just messaged him. His producer, Paul Aspen. I really like him. I love all three of those guys. Paul, his recommendation is don't do anything.
I mean, that's a move.
The Paul plan.
Yeah.
Is, as it's known at the time.
Let nature take its course.
The Paul plan. And I just text. I used to live. I moved in 2015 to a different house on Grand Island. And where I live now, we have a couple of fruit trees that strangely this year did not produce any fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a leaf problem. We don't ever rake. There's only one little section in the yard where we would ever rake. And this year I just mowed the leaves. So, like, you did that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have, like, out my front yard, there's no coverage. There's no leaves. I don't have this problem. My old house, we had it in spades. I mean, just big old trees. Right. And the leaf job was a big job. I'm so lazy. I remember rooting for wind. And staring out my window and watching the leaves blow down the road.
I was excited.
Let's go, leaves.
Get them out of here. Let's come on, wind. Go, wind.
I'd go outside and just fluff them up a little bit so they don't stick to the...
Blow, wind,
come
blow.
Come on, wind. So, I mean, Sam would love to have that happen.
Yeah.
He doesn't know about the leaf blower. And I just messaged him to say, I'm interested in more about this Paul plan. Just don't do anything. And I wrote, and he read this back on the show today, and they kind of made fun of me. I wrote to him, hasn't the Earth managed all these millennia, many thousands of years where there weren't people to rake yards, and the Earth survived, even flourished, some would say. I mean, the Earth in all those years. That some would tell you having people on the Earth is bad for Earth.
Earth has had a good run.
So are we sure we need to rake? Are we sure we need to devote money in a day to raking the leaves? Because, I mean, you're going to wake up in the spring and your yard is going to be there. So, I mean, I don't know anything. I texted that to Sam. He reads the text and they just kind of scoff at it. 10 minutes later, I get an invite to go on the show Thursday to talk about this. So this is not over yet.
Yeah.
But I mentioned all of this to my wife, who I'm sure was delighted by the story. And she said, I'm just absolutely wrong to think that the grass won't die. I said, well, how do you explain the millennia point? How do you explain that? She said, well, there weren't cared for yards all those years. She made it sound like grass is kind of a recent phenomenon.
I had years where I didn't get done what I wanted to get done and had patches of my yard that were left with piles of leaves, and then the snow came and it just kept coming and there was just no – it's winter and the leaves are under there and – when the thaw comes, when for real, like not just like some mid-February warm streak, but like it's spring, it's black muck.
Mm. She's right then?
Like just black. For me, it was. That's what it was. And that was, you know, the grass came right back, but I had to rake then. I had to rake that junk up. It was heavy and soggy and disgusting and dispose of it. There's not the kind of thing you can just put in your trash bin. It's going to be heavy enough that the machine, like when the truck comes, like it won't lift the can because it's half full of black muck leaf gunk. It was a pain in the ass.
Writing that down for a team name.
What you need to do is consult. Before you go on this show, my advice would be to spend some time with Jeremy. Because Jeremy has been railing against Big Rake, as he calls it, for many, many years.
Big Rake.
Don't do anything with your leaves. Or at least don't rake them and bag them and dispose of them. And this is the first year that I mowed my leaves this year two Saturdays in a row, this past Saturday and the Saturday before. I have a leaf blower. I blew leaves from the street onto my grass so I could mow them. And, you know, you got to mow. I have a very small yard. So I had to mow, like, you know, it took like three times as long because I'm just going over and over the same spot to mulch up the leaves.
Yeah.
But when I was done, you could barely tell there had been a leaf-covered yard there. And that is healthy. The mulched up leaves are good for the grass.
Yeah, right?
If you mulch them up. I don't know if you just leave them like pancake flat layer upon layer and they sit there all winter, that's healthy. I'm not sure it's not, but I don't know. I know that this mulching idea is great. And I'm never, I still have my lawnmower in the garage just in case I need one more pass before Thanksgiving.
And that's a mulch, and that's beneficial to your garden.
There you go.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
The Garden Weasel ads?
Yeah.
Has the show ever sounded older? Remember the Garden Weasel on the Larry Sanders Show? The Garden Weasel episode?
No, I don't.
So, Big Rake. I have to talk to Jeremy.
Big Rake.
The grass is likely the same where Sam lives than at your house.
Sure.
Close enough.
Yeah.
He might have the same results.
Go mow it.
Yep.
Now, if you've got, I mean, it can be, I would do this at the cottage, too, in the springtime. After, because like we leave there, you know, we'd leave there in September, go visit maybe once or twice in the fall, but the leaves are there. I'm not raking up the leaves. It's a huge property. It's just, and in the spring, that would be a chore. And I would still, with a riding mower, just run those leaves over and over and over and over and over and over. That is how I, but that took days up there. So I don't know how big Sam's yard is or what kind of leaf coverage he's got, but it was not a cumbersome job at all to do. Like I will now swear by mowing the leaves.
What is Jeremy's like position on this then?
Don't rake. Don't fall for it. You don't have to pile up your leaves at the curb so the city comes and takes them. You don't have to bag them. Same, bag them and leave them at the curb. So just, I think leave them might be, he might be on board with you, but I would want to clarify because to me, leaving them, I had that one result one time, and it was very unpleasant.
Yeah, yeah.
On the back end. I mean, it didn't matter once the snow fell. So, like, out of sight, out of mind. You know, like my life is better if I had raked the leaves and the snow fell. But in April, it sucked having to clean those. Because there was no, they were so wet and so gross. There was just no, I guess I could have left them until the sun dried them out eventually and then mulched them up with the mower, but that would have been weeks on end of staring at this black muck all over my grass.
Oh, hey, did you listen to WGR today? Yes, I did. What were they talking about? Is there going on about the same? No. They were talking about raking leaves. Ugh. I guess the Bills scored 44 points. Josh Allen threw for 3 touchdowns. What do you know?
My favorite thing about this subject is just referring to Jeremy coining Big Rake.
I love Big Rake. In fact,
Big Rake is great.
When I was texting with Paul Aspen about Thursday's show, I coined the term Big Leaf Blower.
Okay, right. Same.
He's like, it's a racket.
Right.
I don't know if it's a Big Leaf Blower is out to get you. Everybody's out to get you. All right, well. We'll talk to Sam on. We might talk to Sam on Friday.
Yeah,
we usually
do. We'll see about that. Yeah, I'm going to want some closure on all that. Yeah, yeah. You did. Are you about to steer us back onto some sort of a course that would be somewhat normal? Or
I was just going to mention that the Grey Cup was won.
Okay, fine.
Saskatchewan won the Grey Cup over Montreal.
All right.
Go ahead.
We blew past. You let off Ross Tucker. His appearance with us mentioning how you're still in shorts and sandals today,
yes.
And I called you a jerk for it. But we blew past that I'm wearing golf shoes.
We did. I didn't know what that was meant for.
I'm going to the indoor. I'm going to the golf dojo from here.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here, meet some friends and hit some balls and have a time. And so I know you don't have to wear golf shoes when you go to do that, but one time I went, I think to the range, not to the dojo, but I went in sneakers and my foot, I slipped and I like felt a twinge in my groin. And then a week later, do you remember a few springs ago where I called at like 2 o'clock, like I had to go to the chiropractor. My back is out. My back does not go out. And I'm pretty sure it was because of this slip golfing without golf shoes. So I always wear golf shoes, indoor, outdoor, whatever, I'm wearing golf shoes. And I went downstairs knowing I had these plans tonight and got these shoes. At the end of the golf season, I got 3 new pair of these really nice FootJoy golf shoes. And they are the most comfortable shoes I own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to carry them out the door and put on other shoes. And I'm like,
just wear them?
I'm just going to wear them. It's not that they have spikes or anything. I mean, they've got, there's traction on the bottom, but not that different than sneakers. Style-wise, they don't look... Here, let me...
For the camera?
For the camera. I mean, those look like sneakers you would wear, all right?
Yep.
And here's the bottom if you want it. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to wear my golf shoes. Who cares? This is like Ross's thing. Like, I'm going to park here, walk in here, do the show with these super comfortable shoes on, and then go to my truck and go to the indoor golf place. Like, why do I need to change my shoes?
You don't.
Yeah. So I didn't. So I'm walking around in golf shoes. And they're great. They're very comfortable. I may do this even when I'm not golfing. Probably not.
No, I like that. You can wear anything here.
Well, that's a key part of it. Yeah.
I just know I'm always hot in this room. And that combined with being lazy equals shorts.
Yeah.
I got to go up from my house to my car, from my car to in here. I have thought about, like, if I ever have an accident or something this time of year.
Or get stranded or something.
I might want to carry pants. Throw some pants in there.
Yeah.
And add another coat or something like that.
Some carry pants.
In case of the worst case scenario.
Carry pants.
But that's just how it, like, I'm really hot in here right now.
Yeah.
And now the lights, we've got the lights because of the cameras and they're like right on you. So. The Sabres won. 5-1. What happened just a couple of minutes here, if that? Samuelson. Is it because I called him Marcus Samuelson, the TV chef, by mistake once, and that was what triggered
that? And because I made a whole thing about how Adams was mad about fake reports about him being bought out and how fans would have been happy about it, and now he's like their best player.
Yeah, so we deserve the credit.
Yes.
Whether you or me.
He's been excellent. I don't know. I heard you with Paul yesterday. I split early. Thank you for that. And I heard Paul say, you said like, something to the effect of, I didn't have him leading the decor in goals, and Paul said back to you, which I thought was right. Even if he didn't have any, if he had 0 goals, he still would be their best defenseman so far this year. And I think that's right. They
did a job last night.
He did a job on McDavid last night. Like they shut him out.
Yes.
And it wasn't like fluky, like they dominated shot share and scoring chances against McDavid. Like in the matchup. So Samuelson should get a lot of credit. He's had a rough ride from me and a lot of other people, and he's been great for them this year so far.
All right, 2 in a row. Next is Calgary tomorrow night and then Chicago Friday, both at home. And I think they're home Sunday afternoon also. Carolina? 1 o'clock Sunday. Does that sound right?
I think there is an afternoon Sunday coming up. I didn't know it was already this week, but that
1 o'clock Sunday.
All right.
Homestand. We talked to Ross Tucker earlier. If you missed that, check it out on the Odyssey app. Sal Capaccio was on as well, the latest on injuries and more. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site. Site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.